Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 2. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. The Lord has told us about the kind of service he expects from us. O ye, although this revelation was given to Joseph Smith Sr., the counsel applies to everyone who enters into God's service. Joseph Smith said, "When you joined this church, you enlisted to serve God." Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 324. So this scripture applies to all members of the church. Stand blameless before God. We will all stand before the Lord in person. As we do what he would have us do for his Father's children, the Lord considers it kindness to him, and we will feel closer to him as we feel his love and his approval. In time, we will become like him, and will think of the judgment day with happy anticipation. If we serve with faith, humility, and a desire to do God's will, I testify that the judgment bar of the great Jehovah will be pleasing. We will see our loving Father and his Son, as they see us now, with perfect clarity and with perfect love. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Where is the Pavilion? Ensign, November 2012, pages 74 through 75. Embark. Embark, to begin or start. The origin of this word means to get on a ship and set sail. This involves a certain amount of commitment, because once you're at sea, you can't just get off and go back. You also must rely on the wind to help you. What does the use of this word teach you about committing to serve God? How does his power, like the wind, help you once you've embarked? Might, mind, and strength. This phrase appears several times in the scriptures. Read these scriptures to learn what else we are commanded to do with all our might, mind, and strength. Alma, chapter 39, verse 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 5. Read these verses to find out what additional blessings we can receive for following these directions. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 32. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 31, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 47. Service of God. In the Lord's service, the path is not always easy. It often requires sacrifices, and we will likely experience adversity. But in serving him, we discover that his hand is truly over us. The Lord expects us to be as faithful, as devoted, as courageous as those who went before us. They were called to give their lives for the gospel. We are called to live our lives for the same purpose. Elder Robert D. Hales, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Preparations for the Restoration and the Second Coming, My Hand Shall Be Over Thee, Ensign, November 2005, page 91. Last Day. Last Day, the Judgment Day, when all will be judged according to their works, Alma chapter 11, verse 44, including whether and how they serve God. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, Line Upon Line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 2. Read by David Shaw.